When you think about homelessness, oftentimes we think of it being a concern in major cities like our neighbors to the north. Your organization is shedding light on the surprisingly high number of homeless Hoosiers in the region. Tell us about Grace Beyond Borders.
Thank you. Thank you, Dee, for allowing me to be able to share with you and the listeners of the radio here. Grace Beyond Borders is in their seventh year of operation. Working with our homeless population and those who are struggling with addictions. So we provide a lot of services to individuals. We conduct weekly street outreaches to go out on the streets to identify and offer services to those who are out there in hopeless situations. We have community-wide events, addiction recovery classes. We serve breakfast 2 times a week. We would like to do 7, and we hope to expand one day. Also, we coordinate with collaborative partners to provide transportation, meals, clothing, emergency shelter.
So tell me something. Is homelessness really an issue in the region?
Well, through 6 years of research, what we discovered was what we call an invisible homeless population. Invisible in 2 ways. People oftentimes turn their head away from even observing what they see may be homeless. So by ignoring it, they continue to walk and pretend it's not there. 2, individuals will sleep not necessarily on the streets, but in a number of different locations, including abandoned garages, vacant apartments, in their own personal vehicles. Or the biggest one is they will go from house to house. I even had a campaign last year, A Night Without a Home, to reveal over 30 locations where people were sleeping overnight. And I actually stayed overnight in those different locations and talked about each individual that I knew slept in those locations.
So with the number of homeless populations so high in Northwest Indiana, are there a lot of resources such as shelters or service providers?
We are so overwhelmed with the number of referrals coming from hospitals, from the city, from City Hall, from residents, from different even service providers who are asking for help with homelessness. We are receiving homeless individuals and families every week. And it's becoming a major problem in handling those because there aren't any beds. There's not enough beds available. We have contacted each individual that comes in. We have to go research and see if we can locate a emergency shelter or transitional center where we can get that individual in. And we are striking out big time, especially doing inclement weather, but also the fact that there's an overwhelming number of people who are falling into homelessness. So we do have to transport, unfortunately, we have to transport outside of the Northwest Indiana area, as far away as Indianapolis, or over across the border to Illinois, to Chicago, and even Aurora. So we have, when we receive a homeless case, we have to move forward, and it takes time to locate and make sure that individual is comfortable, because oftentimes there's not going to be a bed available in Northwest Indiana. So we're overwhelmed with that, and we're really, our momentum is to begin to move forward to open up. We're operating out of one office space right now with some limited program space. And it's difficult. So we are looking at receiving our first building, and we're in the middle of making a proposal on another building. But once we open up the building, we have to have the operational resources to operate and serve the clients.
I recently read some sobering statistics on your website. It listed, among other things, that a homeless person walks an average of 10,000 steps or 5 miles daily. That is astounding. Now, is that the inspiration behind the Face of Grace Walkathon?
Yes, that's one of them, because one of the issues with individuals who are out here struggling, I'll give you an example. Walking from East Chicago to Hammond to the Social Security Administration office is a little bit over 3 miles one way. So coming back, wow, that's another 3 miles. Now, some individuals are able to have some means of transportation, but some of them do not. So that's just one example of, now I need these services. How do I get there? Okay, I have to walk. That's 6 miles. Now, that's 12,000 steps. There are no centralized services. There are very few centralized services, I should say. So if I need a birth certificate, where do I go? How many buses do I need to catch, or how far do I need to walk? There's individuals who are walking. We see individuals walking, but then we ignore them. We may feel it's not safe.
Now, Marcus, I would have to agree with the point on safety being a key concern as to why many of us don't stop if we see someone walking. Many of us are torn. On the one hand, human decency commands us to help our neighbors, but on the other hand, fear is what keeps us, especially women who may be alone, from stopping.
And it's understandable. There's a lot of homeless traffic that actually walks between East Chicago and Gary on the Michigan Avenue, coming through East Chicago and Hammond, Michigan Avenue, going to Fifth Avenue. A lot of people walking through there. And sometimes if you have a job, you need to get to your job, and your job is not in the city that you are homeless in, then you have to walk. And that's what's going on. A lot of people, it's just not enough employment opportunities and services that individuals who are in a homeless situation, and they need some type of help to get out of it. So they have to walk to those, you know, to get those services until they can accumulate enough dollars to be able to. But then again, that's not transportation to all locations. There's not enough bus services going on. So you end up having to walk. So the walkathon is just simply inviting people to just do 2,000 steps. They come out on the day, August 3rd, when we have the event scheduled, the Place of Grace Walkathon, over to the Boys and Girls Club in Gary. And we'll be walking around the Boys and Girls Club in the Tolleson Park area. And that's going to be 2,000 steps. And they can walk as many times as they would like. But also, for those individuals who live in other cities or just simply who want to support but cannot be present on that day, they can walk. They can do 2,000 steps wherever they are. They can get on a treadmill and walk 2,000 steps. They can walk in the local park near their home or in their city. And that's going to be, so they can still be involved. They can still donate. They can still help that other individual. But the dollars we raise will be going toward operating our first emergency overnight and transitional facility that hopefully will be opening up this year. And the second one, which we will have a goal of opening up the end of this year or early part of next year. So these are our goals. We know we have to have the dollars to operate, but also to bring some stability to individuals so that we can have contact with them on a daily basis to make sure that they're getting the services that they need.
Now, Marcus, before I let you go, for those that may be listening right now that would like to make a donation, how can they get in contact with Grace Beyond Borders?
We're encouraging, again, the virtual walkers. That's one way, and they can donate. And wherever they are located in this country or whatever city they're in, they can certainly donate in that type of way and do their virtual walk wherever they are. And we're inviting community sponsors out, information tables at the walkathon, and $100, and come out and they can be community sponsors. And they want to do a little bit more and have some recognition for the organization at their event. They can be a bronze sponsor. And we go all the way up to a platinum sponsor, which is higher on the sponsorship levels. But again, we just want to open up that door of opportunity, and we can give more information and to them if they dial in at 219-712-5192.